This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open here at the station to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. Also, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Comes in your inbox. It's got a link to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. As mentioned, joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite. How's your guys' morning so far?
Good morning, Sean.
Morning, guys. Great to hear from you. And I'm doing really, really well. And we've got a great topic this week, as we do every week. I don't want to disregard because we've had some really good calls and some really good programs the past few weeks as well. And this week is going to be no exception to that. We're going to be talking about annuities, something that I think a lot of us hear about, maybe don't know all the ins and outs. We'll get some of the details with CJ and Kyle this morning on the program. Again, phone lines are open, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for CJ and Kyle, we'd love to get you on the air. Also, a couple of things to keep in mind. Mention the website, mention the telephone number. Haven't mentioned yet the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a fantastic prize this week, no exception. The folks at Klaus Financial are providing a $25 gift card to Cabela's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we get rolling on this week's topic, let's take a look back, actually, at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get not only the question, but get the answer there as well.
Yeah, and thanks everybody for listening, and congrats to our winner from Patricia last week from Madison. So last week's question was, what does the acronym FRA refer to when we're discussing Social Security benefits? And that stands for Full Retirement Age.
That was a fantastic program. You can definitely check that out. If you missed it, you can, of course, go to klausfinancial.com and listen back to that podcast. So when people start talking about retirement, you often hear that word annuity. So today we're going to kind of go through and get a bit of a summary about these products to kind of fill us all in and kind of enlighten us into what annuities exactly are. Let's go a little bit of a history lesson, though, before we get rolling. Of course, with the 4th of July coming up on Monday or on Sunday, a lot of us are thinking about history. Let's talk about the history of annuities and kind of how long have they been around?
Yeah, so a couple of interesting facts about annuities. And for those who don't know, whenever you get into kind of investments, you will hear either from neighbors or colleagues or friends or coworkers, or sometimes people in the industry, you'll hear this term annuities. And there's a lot of misunderstandings about them. Mm-hmm. Both good and bad misunderstandings about them. But first things first, annuities first came to the United States in about 1759, believe it or not. So they've been around for quite a while. And they came in the form of a retirement pool for church pastors in Pennsylvania. Now, since then, they've continued to grow as a potential tool for retirees, and they're much more widespread now in 2021. But in the year 2020, there was an estimated $12.2 trillion in various types of IRA accounts. So that's not annuities, just various IRAs, about $12.2 trillion. Out of that $12.2 trillion, the total value of retirement assets in annuities was estimated at around $2.53 trillion. Again, that's in the United States in the year 2020. So, you know, gosh, you're talking 20-ish percent, a little less than that, 18% of all retirement assets are in annuities. So I think it's important for our listeners to at least understand what they are. So remember that ultimately annuities are insurance products. Let me repeat that. Ultimately, insurance or annuities are insurance products. They're being invested for retirement. Now, to be clear, annuities are not, by just their base nature, they're not investments. However, as Kyle will be talking about in a little bit, there are different types of annuities, and certainly the insurance company can mix investment products into the annuity. But at their base level, an annuity is not an investment. Instead, they're a long-term policy contract between you and an insurance company, and it's used to provide guaranteed income that you can't outlive in retirement. Matter of fact, if I were to, after being in the industry and like really understanding these well, if I were to try to help people understand what an annuity is at its base level, I would say annuity equals insurance income, right? It's just you're giving your money to an insurance company and they're going to either in the future or now help you create income. So I will say, while we are insurance licensed, or I should say some of our advisors are insurance licensed, and we certainly understand the insurance products themselves, I will say we as an organization think annuities can often be complex, overly complex, I should say, and can often be overly costly. So we would say whenever you're going to start looking at annuities, just be careful with them because in some circumstances they can be expensive or inflexible or overly complex. But with that being said, there's a lot of misnomers about them. And so we're going to talk about a few of those today. So, go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say, talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ and Kyle, love to get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Let's get those details, CJ.
Yeah, so some things to understand before you would ever sign up for an annuity. First thing, annuities are long-term investments specifically designed for retirement. Now, I should say deferred annuities are long-term investments designed for retirement. You can get things that are called immediate annuities that'll generate income right away, but generally you have to understand when you're buying an annuity, it's meant for the long run. Remember that word for retirement, and here's why. Because again, an annuity is an insurance product. It's not a registration type. You've heard me laugh about this on the show before where people will come in and say, I have a CD. And I go, okay, is that CD an IRA or after tax? And they go, neither, it's a CD. And I go, no, you're misunderstanding. You can have an IRA CD or an after tax CD. That's a registration type. The CD is the product. In a similar way, an annuity is not by definition pre-tax, Roth, or after-tax. It's just a product. But if you put non-qualified, also known as non-retirement money, into an annuity, here's where it becomes an issue. You cannot pull out that growth until 59 and a half. Now, a lot of people, without paying a penalty. And people go, whoa, I thought that was an IRA. It is. But that's one of the weird things about annuities is they offer tax deferral for after-tax, what we call non-qualified money, but that tax deferral comes at a cost. And the cost is you can't touch that growth until age 59 and a half without a penalty. So if you are younger than, say, 50 years old, you should be really careful with purchasing an annuity with after-tax dollars. Now, if you have an IRA, the IRA already can't be touched till 59 and a half. So that whole 59 and a half for the annuity is irrelevant. But be careful with that. If you're putting non-retirement money into an annuity, it can be a little bit tricky if you're under the age of 59 and a half. Second thing is an annuity can basically offer a paycheck with predictable income. So the income can either be paid through what's called an optional living benefit for an additional cost. This is what's known as an income rider. Or income can be paid to you through what's called annuitization. As a matter of fact, another way to think about annuities is to think about them like a pension. Often people go, oh, I love the State of Wisconsin pension. Well, the State of Wisconsin pension is not that dissimilar to just an annuity. There's money that's in there and it turns into monthly income for the rest of your life. So again, not all things about annuities are bad if you understand them, and of course you make them work into your financial plans. And then finally, many annuities sound like great money makers, but there are often either hidden costs or outright significant costs for some of the income guarantees. So we'll go into a little bit more detail here in a minute, but there's at least a few high-level items to understand.
Great information there. And as mentioned, we're going to get some more fantastic information. Love your questions as well this morning. CJ and Kyle are standing by for you. Love to get your call, your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial. The website for Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial and sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit a question to be answered on the program right on the website, klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Kyle and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ and Kyle, love to hear from you this morning. Telephone number right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And joining us now is Greg. Greg, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Kyle of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I've been an employee of the state for almost 30 years now, and I get my pension and I get my deferred comp, and I've kind of been hands off on investments other than deciding, you know, should I be aggressive or not. And my son recently graduated. He's 19 years old, and he started his own business. And he's asking me, you know, what should I start with that? And, you know, to be honest, it's always been up to someone else for me. So I don't know what direction to point him in. He's got like $10,000 he wants to throw into some sort of retirement. He's in the National Guard, and all his earnings there are going directly into retirement. He's not collecting anything there. I don't know what kind of program they have. But I don't know where to start him out.
Right. That's a really great question, Greg, because you're right. If you're a state employee, you've got, in many circumstances, just the employee trust funds pension that generates income and then the deferred comp, which is pretty limited on. Well, it's a great program, but you don't have to make a ton of investment choices. It's just pretty simplified. So as it relates to your son, Greg, I don't know. Did you say his age? How old is he? Did you say 19?
He's 19. Yeah, he's
19.
He's thinking right. He's got the right idea.
Yeah, right. What I'd say, and Kyle can chime in on this as well, I think at 19 years old, the most important aspect of his financial life is going to be what we call cash flow management. And so what I mean by that is always living below his means. Now, he's got 10 grand, so he's already done that, but meaning like setting himself up for success. So having an emergency reserve at the bank, you know, if he needs a car, making sure he owns a car and he owns it with cash, making sure he has no debt on his balance sheet whatsoever. And then if all of those things can be true, then he could take a look at setting up what's called either an after-tax investment account or a Roth IRA. And there's a couple of different platforms to do this in. Obviously, he could work with an institution like ours, but there's also do-it-yourselfer platforms like Betterment or Vanguard. But the idea of this is just to say his success or failure will not be based upon, at least at this age, based upon what he buys. Although young people often are, you know, allured to the next shiny investment. And so my encouragement to your son would be, hey, focus on cash flow management, focus on being debt free. And then if all those things can be true and he's got his reserves in place, then maybe start saving on a consistent basis into some sort of simplified Vanguard or Betterment, maybe like a Roth IRA. That's really high level, Greg. I realize I'm not getting into the weeds on this, but certainly if you wanted to call the office, we could chat with him.
Yeah, I'll probably be giving you guys a call. It's all true above. He bought his own brand new truck. He's got it all That's the only loan I made him take out for his credit rating, because you need credit. But he's got, I don't know, he's probably got $40,000 in the bank already.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah, he's off to a great start. He should be proud.
The only investment he really makes, or purchases he makes, is tools for his business.
Awesome.
So, yeah, he's thinking the right way. So a Roth, huh?
Probably. Again, that's high level. If you wanted us to give more specific advice, he could call in. And remember, we don't charge for initial consultation. So he could call in and we could give him some more specific guidance. But yeah, tell him great job.
Greg, really great job for your son. And obviously, you guys raised him right. And really good question this morning. That telephone number at Claus Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. That telephone number, 442-5637. If you've got a question, you too can be like Greg. We'd love to get you on the air. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning with CJ and Kyle about annuities. So as we were talking earlier about annuities, there are different types of annuities out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, Sean. So the two basic types of annuities that you'll hear the most about, one is called a deferred annuity. This is the one that many people are going to be familiar with. These annuities begin in the accumulation phase, it's called. So in these, the owner pays a premium. So this can be either like monthly contributions into an annuity, or if you were to roll over an IRA and just purchase an annuity with your IRA, you could do that. And then you can choose from the available investment options. So in the accumulation phase, when you first open this up, the earnings typically accumulate on a tax deferred basis. So this is about, if you put in after tax money into a deferred annuity, you're not paying tax on the gains each year. But if you do that, you can't pull the money out till 59 and a half. So they can be a little bit of inflexible. But with these deferred annuities, the owner has the flexibility to start the distribution or later date, often around retirement. So again, these you kind of purchase, typically a deferred annuity you're going to purchase when you're maybe in your early 50s or mid 50s, if you're really dead set on one of these, and then let it sit for a number of years until you retire and you're ready to begin income off of that. Because as CJ said, these are annuities are designed typically for an income stream. The other type that people may not be as familiar with, but you will read some about this if you do some research, are called immediate annuities. So this is essentially where you purchase an immediate annuity with, like, let's say an IRA rollover, and then it goes right into the distribution phase. So there's typically within a, you know, you can set it for a month or 3 months out or something like that, but there's really no accumulation phase, meaning if you put $100,000 into this, they begin kicking off an income to you right away. And now you're going to choose what type of income option you want with these. So sometimes people will do an income for life, meaning they want to take whatever this lump sum of money is and just get a stream of payments, just like a pension, like CJ said, for every month. Or some people will do like a 5-year certain or 10-year certain, or, you know, only 5 years or only 10 years, meaning that if you put an immediate annuity with a 5-year payout option, it's only going to pay those income for 5 years or 10 years, whatever you select. So where we see people use those is maybe if they're trying to bridge a gap, if they retire at maybe 55, they're fortunate and they need to get to Social Security because they've decided they want to hold off on Social Security or something like that, but could use a guaranteed income stream. That may be where you would see one of these immediate annuities. So when we go back to deferred annuities, there's really two different kinds of these. So this offers a fixed rate of return for a specified period of time, and then you can select the time period that may be right for you. So the fixed annuities kind of work like a CD for some people that understand. If you buy a 3-year or 5-year CD, whatever it is, you're guaranteed a set interest rate. Right now, those interest rates aren't very much, but those are out there. And then there's variable annuities. So this is probably by far the most common that we see is variable annuities. So these offer a wide range of professionally managed investment options, and the value can fluctuate based on the performance of the underlying investment options, which are also called subaccounts. And then you as the owner or advisor would pick which subaccounts they want to use. And these are where you get into optional living benefit riders. So again, like CJ talked about, you can turn on an income stream for life. Typically, these riders do cost a little bit more, but they can provide you a guaranteed lifetime income, regardless of how the investment performs. So That's probably the most common one that we see anymore, where people watch the account value go up and down. And this is where some of the complexity comes in, which we'll talk about here in a minute.
Really interesting stuff. We learned a little bit there about types. We're going to talk a little bit about the fees that you might find within annuities. We'll do that and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. And to get on the air, give us a call right now at station 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Kyle, and you. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number. 442-5637. Talking this morning about annuities, learned about the different types, and we heard earlier as well that there might be some fees, and they say might. There are some fees that are probably within these things. What do people need to know when it comes to fees that we might find within annuities?
Yeah, Sean, there's definitely some disadvantages with annuities. And two of the biggest ones we see are the fees inside of them and then limited liquidity for people. And then oftentimes it's kind of, it doesn't hit them in the pocketbook. Concern, but they're very complex and can be hard to understand. Even for us people that are in this every day, CJ and I laugh because you can see the exact same annuity, but it was written three years apart and the insurance company has changed the contract, meaning the rates will be different, the investment options will be different, even though it's called the exact same thing. So they can be very, very complex. But yeah, high fees and limited liquidity are definitely the two biggest drawbacks, I would say. So for starters, almost all annuities have commissions, which can be anywhere from 1 to 10% of the total value of the contract, meaning the advisor or insurance person that is selling you that annuity is probably commission off of this. And some usually the more complex the annuity, the often the higher the commission, and the simpler, more straightforward, the lower the commission. But it's not like you see this come directly out of your investment, meaning if you write a check for 100 grand, you don't see the agent's 5% commission come right off the top, meaning your 100 go down to 95. It's just baked into the contract. And the insurance company is the one who actually pays the agent on these. But you've got to be aware that the person typically has an incentive to sell you an annuity when they're getting some type of commission off of this. And then also a lot of times they'll get a trailing commission, meaning they'll get a certain percentage each year going forward that you keep that contract. And then as far as the inflexibility, this is where surrender charges can come in. So many annuities have holding periods. They can be as short as, 3 or 4 years. And we've seen some that are, 15 years. And I've actually seen a few that never come fully out of surrender. So what a surrender charge is if you opt to pull your money out within the first several years after you buy it, you can pay quite the penalty. So surrender charges can start at 10 or 15% if you pull it out the year after you buy it. And they tend to just drop gradually. They don't really drop off from paying 5% 1 year to zero the next. They tend to kind of let them wind down slowly, meaning it could be a 7 year annuity and it's 7 or 10% the first year, and then it drops to 8 or 9 the second, 7 or 8 or 5 or 6, so on and so forth like that. So if you need your money for some reason and you need to get it out of there, that can be a stiff penalty to pull your own money back out of it. And then the high annual, if you invest in a variable annuity, you'll encounter these high annual expenses. So you'll have an annual insurance charge, because again, these are insurance contracts that can be 1.25% or more. So that's sometimes called mortality and expense, M&E. And then you've also got the annual investment fees inside of it, which can be another 0.5% to 2%. And then if you have one of those guaranteed riders and things like that for a lifetime benefit, that can be another 1-1.5%. So when you add all these fees up, it's not uncommon to be paying 2 to 3, maybe even 4 or 5% per year to have this annuity. And when you're talking, especially if you're invested conservatively, and let's say you're only making 5 or 6, but you're paying 3% a year in fees, you're really not keeping very much of that interest. The insurance company's making a lot of money out of that. So yeah. And it's you've got to compare those costs to the benefits. So again, annuities aren't always bad, but it's just something that you have to products.
Definitely something to be aware of, and definitely buyer beware of what it is that you're signing. Talking this morning with CJ and Kyle, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637. Website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And finally, let's talk real quick about taxes on annuities as well as deferred growth. And of course, is there a situation where an annuity might make sense?
Yeah, good question. So keeping this brief, I think Kyle did a great job of just kind of talking through some of the pros and cons. And I want to echo, it's not that an annuity is by definition good or bad. That's like saying a CD is good or bad, or a stock is good or bad. It's neither. It's neither good nor bad. It depends upon what it is that you're actually looking for. But yeah, we mentioned taxes before, so you have to be careful of if you put after tax, what's also known as non-qualified money, into an annuity. The good news is that the growth is tax deferred. The bad news is you can't get at that money until age 59 and a half. So you almost like turn it into a quasi retirement account. So you just have to be cautious with that. And then of course, if you end up putting retirement money, so think IRA or Roth IRA, into an annuity, then basically the characteristics of the Roth IRA or traditional IRA takes over. So you get the same tax deferred growth, can't touch it till 59 and a half, so on and so forth. But remember, if you put retirement money into a, say, a variable annuity with an income rider, what are you buying? And the answer is, well, you're buying variable investments. So not much different than any normal brokerage account, but you have the umbrella of the insurance guarantee. So effectively, if you put retirement money into an annuity, you're saying to yourself, I'm willing to potentially pay a higher fee in order to get a guaranteed income stream, right? Which truthfully, when you put it in that terminology, it's like, I can see why some people might want to buy one of those. So again, back to the, it's not all good, it's not all bad, but I think you said it well, Sean, when it's just buyer beware. You want to make sure that you, especially if you're looking at something that has an incentive on it, like a commission to a registered representative, you might want to pause and just say, can I talk to a fiduciary advisor? So an advisor who maybe doesn't get paid a commission. So we actually cannot sell annuities and get paid commissions. We're a fee-only advisory firm here. So at the end of the day, we will just sit down and look at a variable annuity and kind of give you the pros and cons of it. That's a lot kind of easier to stomach than somebody who has an incentive to sell it.
Really important considerations to be making. And as with everything with retirement, it's important to have a plan, have an understanding, make sure you read all the details and understand entirely what it is that you're signing. As we talk about things, whether it's annuities, pensions, Social Security, all of those things can have pretty significant long-term consequences. And you definitely want to make sure that you do that stuff right. CJ, Kyle, and everyone at Kloss Financial would love to help you out. You can learn more about them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Annuities are insurance products. Is that true or false? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial office will win that $25 gift card to Cabela's. And again, don't forget that is Kloss's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss. It is complimentary. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Kyle, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. And of course, we've got a holiday weekend ahead, which means Madison Mallards, who always have things at 10, those holiday weekends, they crank it up to 11. We'll get the details from Vern. We'll do that next as Madison the Morning continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. I'm